Earlier this week, I talked about Western outlaw Sam Bass, a Hoosier, born in Mitchell, Indiana. I traveled through Mitchell many times over the years, noting it's the home of astronaut Gus Grissom and Spring Mill State Park. Went there on our senior trip. Mitchell was also the home of John P. Burton, remembered because he issued what might be considered a long-standing order, emphasis on standing, a long-standing order about his own funeral. When he became mortally ill back in 1836, shortly before his 79th birthday, he called his family together, and at his bedside he reviewed the plans, his funeral plans, again. He wanted to be buried not in the Burton family cemetery, but at a spot 3/4 of a mile away, near the grave of a daughter-in-law. And he also requested that he be buried in a standing position. Nobody knows why. But he wanted his coffin to be placed upright in the grave, which was dug 11 feet deep, I'm told, and records show that the family followed his request. Newspaper accounts estimate that 5,000 people joined in the funeral procession, some coming from 50 miles away or more in horse and wagons, to pay their last respects. A monument was put in the family graveyard, listing not only the dates of Burton's birth and his death, but also stating his request that he be buried standing up. You know, there are a lot of Burtons buried near Mitchell. John and his wife had 13 children. And it said that each of those 13 children had at least 13 offspring each as well. That means that they had 169 grandchildren. How much potato salad would it take at the family reunion? 8 years after John's death, his widow died. She chose to be buried not next to her husband, but in the family cemetery. And nobody knows why. Maybe she could only stand so much. Oh, bad pun. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.